Hey, Chicks in the Office listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
What if the golf ball you're playing isn't the number one ball for you? Meet the all-new TP5 and TP5X from TaylorMade. Whether you prefer the softest five-layer tour ball in the TP5 or the fastest, that's now a half a club longer, in TP5X, you'll be playing a golf ball that performs like it was built just for you. Available in white, yellow, and picks, you can personalize it with my symbol. No matter which you choose, every TP5, TP5X is designed to help your game. Head to TaylorMadeGolf.com today to find the number one ball for you.
Hey, what's going on there, pal?
We saw you at the hockey game on.
Do I know you guys?
I'm Ryan Whitney. I got a drink named after me.
Not a big deal.
Pink Whitney? That's what I thought. See you, fellas.
I invented the thing, you pigeon.
Pink Whitney for legendary moments.
What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office with Rhea and Fran, giving you that Friday energy on a Monday. Although the Friday energy is lacking severely on today's podcast. I hate to break that news to everybody.
Low for the squad.
But the Friday energy is low for the squad indeed. Fran, I ask this question lightly. How are you doing today?
I could lie and say I'm doing well, but I'm not. I'm not doing well. It's happened. I have COVID. Tested positive.
She's got the vid.
The weekend. Tested positive over the weekend. So now I am quarantining. I'm in total isolation. So won't be seeing you guys anytime soon. And no. I'm okay. Like I have symptoms. I am symptomatic, but like as of right now, on the mild side, nothing crazy, so hopefully it stays that way. And yeah, just apologies in advance because I'm not quite feeling like totally 100 right now to be crushing the pod.
Well, we thank you for being here. We admire your strength. We hope that you get better. You know, we're praying that the symptoms stay mild. We don't want anything worse for Fran.
No.
But I feel like you are about to get an influx of DMs from people obviously wishing you well, but also a bunch of advice about Corona. Like, you know, like everybody's got their two cents on how to beat it, quote unquote. So yep. You're going to be getting a lot of those DMs when you wake up tomorrow. I feel that.
Definitely. Well, as of right now, I'm just trying to get a lot of rest, drink a lot of water and
take vitamins.
Take it day by day. Yeah.
Have you been taking vitamins?
Yeah, I take them every day.
Okay. Thank you. I just wanted to make sure. Care of. It's not an ad. We're not doing an ad right now, but I just wanted to make sure Fran was keeping up with it.
I do. I take them every day. So
good for you. All right. We're happy to hear that. So the Friday energy is low, although the rest of the squad is doing okay. Noah and I, Noah and I are
two
okay.
Two out of three. It's not bad.
We've been testing negative, so that's good news, but you know, we almost wish we were in solidarity with Fran. You know, if one of us is going through, we should all go through it together. Although that's not happening. But Fran, we hope you get better. We hope that Friday energy lifts up. Maybe people, like I said, you'll be getting a lot of messages. Maybe people will just send good Friday energy your way. And then maybe that will cure you. Maybe then all of a sudden you'll feel better. And then no more COVID.
Yeah. I need all the good vibes for sure. For sure. Yeah. 'Cause you know, it's one thing being the, you know, you get sick, right? But there's an added, like the isolation element to it is just like an added layer on the mental health of like being sick and then just straight up being stuck in a room like for 10 plus days. So.
Right. Because when you used to get sick before Corona existed, it was kind of like you got sick. If it was a bad cold, you could still run to the store. You could still run and pick up food. Nobody's telling you, you got to completely isolate yourself.
Right. Right.
Whereas now it's like, you literally cannot leave the room that you are in.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, but at least, you know, you got this, you got Chicks in the Office to get you through.
Yeah,
you got at least this podcast.
I'm talking to you guys and not just talking to myself. So that's great. Yeah,
there you go. You could talk to us over Zoom. So that helps.
It's only a matter of time before I start talking to myself.
Yeah, that's okay. You should do that. Yeah. That's therapeutic for yourself. I'm
going to send a lot of texts to myself.
Yeah, good idea. Do you have a lot of squishmallows with you?
Ugh, only one.
Am I saying that right?
Squishmallows.
Squishmallow. I said squishmallow.
It's kind of like, you know how you say like marshmallow, but it's spelled marshmallow, you know?
Yes. That's one of those things. What is it called? What's the name for it? This is going to bother me now that I don't know the name for it. The Mandela effect.
Mm-hmm.
When you think you've seen something a certain way for so long and then it's actually a different way. That's the word marshmallow for me.
I got my good pal Judy here with me. Judy is a tangerine. She is, I think Judy's a writer, if I remember her bio correctly. I don't have all the rest of them with me. They're in my apartment. I'm isolating, not in my apartment. So I just have Judy, but she's going to have to do the trick.
Cute old Judy. She looks cute and pretty.
She is very cute.
She will do the trick.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into the topics for today. Like we said, this is probably going to be a podcast on the shorter side because Fran is not feeling 100%. So we're going to give you the cold, hard facts and then we're going to be on our way out.
We got drive-by podcast.
Yeah, it's a drive-by podcast. You're going to get your news quick and fast.
Keeping you updated.
And then we'll see you on Wednesday.
Fucking see you on Wednesday.
Yeah, and then we're going to fucking bounce. Peace out, everybody. See you on Wednesday. All right, we got MGK, Megan Fox, Travis Barker, and Kourtney Kardashian all in the same room for the UFC event. Seeing all of them together, getting that double date visual is just A+. Everyone was happy to see that.
Yeah.
Addison Rae appeared on Jimmy Fallon. She performed her new song Obsessed, which we will talk about, and also did some TikTok dances. Prince William was named sexiest bald man alive. And Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello had a very scary accident where somebody broke into their home and stole Shawn Mendes's car. Don't know how that happens. And they were home. So let's get into it, starting off with MGK and Megan Fox. Megan Fox, Travis Barker, and Kourtney Kardashian were all seen at the UFC event on Saturday night. And honestly, this is a double date for the ages. I don't even know if they were really double dating. It seemed that way. They were all seated not directly next to each other. That's why I was confused, you know?
I think everybody was spaced out, though.
They were spaced out.
Yeah.
Two iconic couples, truly.
Absolutely. It was almost a little funky seeing them pan back and forth from each other. Cause I think Feidelberg had tweeted this too, like, you know, it's the same picture because when you look at it, it's like Machine Gun Kelly, Travis Barker, punk rock, all tall, tatted up, like, and then they're beautiful raven haired goddesses, like sitting next to them. Not that Megan Fox and like Kourtney Kardashian look that similar, but you know, kind of like same hair vibe situation. And it just seemed like they had quite a little date night. I do think that was like a planned double date would be my guess. You know, Machine Gun Kelly and Travis Barker know each other. They've made music together. So I don't think it was like just like a coincidence. And I think they went to some kind of event afterwards as well that they were together at. But yeah, this is the double date that you think like, damn, really wish I was the third couple involved here. Just like slap me in between these guys. It sounded like, I don't know, just the visuals of them. It is fantastic. It really is. It's hard to argue with it when you see it.
Yeah, I love seeing these guys together. I was confused at the sexual lollipop looking by Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian. Some kind of inside joke
between them. Yeah. Because they're always having the Tootsie Pops. Always.
Right, right. I don't know what it is. They were making the sexual face at each other. I enjoyed it. I got a little inside look into Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian. But at the same time, I was like, all right, guys, the cameras are on you, all right? Like, let's reel it back, but also keep going. Like, I'm like, whoa, I'm covering my eyes, but peeking through. Like, I shouldn't be seeing this, but I'm enjoying it. And then Megan Fox just looks so fucking cool all the time. Like, she just sticks out her tongue, does a peace sign, cool as ever. MGK, super cool. Travis Barker, super cool. Just a group of all these cool people hanging out together. And it doesn't get much better than this. It really doesn't. I'm impressed that Megan Fox and MGK have lasted this long without doing something irrational, like getting engaged or breaking up. Like, they're just going strong and steady dating.
Yeah. I would like to just a special acknowledgement to Matt James. I don't know how he weaseled his way into this like all-star setting. Matt was sitting right behind Travis and Kourtney, and he was posting from UFC. But when they panned the camera across them, you know, Matt was behind them speaking to Joe Burrow. So it was like, okay, I know we're focused on the super sexy couples in the front row, but like, what are Matt James and Joe Burrow talking about? And why are we not getting a camera specifically on Joe Burrow? These like, let's like Travis, Kourtney, we see them all the time. Like, that's what are Matt and Joe talking about? That's what I want to know.
Just guy things, just bro stuff, football talk. That's what I would imagine. Or maybe Joe Burrow watches The Bachelor because of his girlfriend or something like that. Or maybe he's a Bachelor fan on his own, even without his girlfriend. Or maybe Matt James is just a fan of Joe Burrow in general, because I feel like everybody knows who he is. Yeah. So he's just like, oh, this is my chance to talk to Joe Burrow. This is cool. I feel like their conversation is not as interesting as we think it may be.
You're probably right.
From seeing Matt James talk on The Bachelor, and this is no diss to Matt James because we know he's a very nice, friendly guy with a great personality, but I'm sure it was surface level. I'm sure it was surface level.
Fair. I wonder
if like Kourtney Kardashian knew who Matt James was, because I feel like they all watched The Bachelor.
Definitely.
Definitely. So, like, I think so.
He posted a TikTok where he was like literally filming them and she looked right at him. So I don't know.
I'm sure they joked around about it. It's like that episode of Dave when Lil Dicky is talking to Kourtney Kardashian, and then Kourtney Kardashian laughing at his jokes. I feel like that's what probably how it goes. Like, Matt James's infectious laugh is going to make Kourtney Kardashian laugh.
There's also so many, not so many, but there's connections to Matt, right? Like, maybe Kourtney knows about Tyler and Gigi or Tyler and Stassi, like, you know, where she's aware of kind of like that circle. Obviously Kourtney was not, I don't know if Matt and Kourtney have ever met before, but it is possible. I, you know, the one thing that I am a little conflicted about right now is like, Travis and Kourtney, love. They're super cool. They're all over the place right now. Good vibes from them. It seems like they are in like a good, healthy relationship. It's just really fucking with my brain that this new season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians has just come out. And obviously it's from months and months ago when Kourtney was single. She wasn't with Travis yet. But so much it feels like of this season is going to be revolved around Kourtney and Scott. And like, are Kourtney and Scott, can we make it happen? Can they reconnect? Like, the preview for next week was like, they wanted to parent trap Kourtney and Scott and try and get them back together. So I'm watching Kardashians and I'm like, damn, oh God, I really, really just want Kourtney and Scott to get back together. But it's like living in the past. It's hard. We're like living in these moments from months ago. And we know it's all over because here she is smack in front of our face, like in love with Travis Barker, licking lollipops front row at the UFC. So it's like, oh, it's just, you know, it's conflicted. It's weighing on my heart for really no reason except for that. It's just weighing on my heart a little bit.
The way I look at Travis and Kourtney is the way I look at lust. Those two lust for each other.
Right. But they could be endgame.
No, I
They could. They could be.
They could be because they are both passionate about their kids and they've been friends for a long time. But something tells me that this is not the end for Travis and Courtney. I don't know why. This is the final. This, you know, they're not ascending into their final form. Like, I don't think Courtney and Travis are like, this is it. This is end game. We're going to get married and wipe our hands and be off with this. Like, part of me feels like this will be good for a while. They'll have a connection for a while, but Scott is going to creep into the picture, or that's at least what I hope. I guess maybe that's just what I hope for, because I would love for Scott and Courtney to just figure it out, but it doesn't seem like Courtney is interested in Scott like the way Scott is interested in Courtney. Yeah. And if Scott keeps running around with 19-year-olds, that's not going to prove to Courtney that he's ready. Like, I feel like if he didn't date anybody at all and was totally quiet and wasn't seen out in Miami dyeing his hair pink and partying all the time, then Courtney might be like, oh, wow, Scott's changing. Maybe I should give him a chance. But he doesn't display that outwardly. So maybe Courtney's like, yeah, this is really never going to work if you don't display outwardly that you've changed a little bit.
To me, the young girlfriends is just like a placeholder. Like, it's just his way of going out, being social, dating, but having it be evident that it's like not super serious and that like he's not going to settle down with this person. And that's how it felt like with Courtney and Eunice. It was like, okay, Courtney and Eunice, like whatever, like they're dating. That's certainly not endgame. However, Courtney and Travis are just different vibes. I feel like there is a lot. There's way higher of a chance that this is a very serious relationship, that they like could actually have it be endgame.
Yeah, Travis Barker does seem far more mature than Eunice does, or even maybe Scott Disick. And like you said, him having a placeholder is not what Courtney wants to see, even though in his head he's like, yeah, I'm just dating around because what else am I going to do besides wait for Courtney? I feel like Courtney just wants him to be with nobody at all or date maybe more quietly. Who knows? We don't really know. We just see what's on TV. And right now what's on TV, it seems like they're trying to get Courtney and Scott together. And hey, that's what we all want, Kris Jenner. We would love to see a Courtney and Scott wedding premiere on Hulu. That be the opening episode. Or say when the Hulu reality show is all said and done, and that one's coming to a wrap, the finale of the Kardashians as a whole, in general, like the Keeping Up with the Kardashians finale that's going to come on E! Is not the end of their reality show life, right? Because they're going to have another one on Hulu. When that one ends and they are really, really done and they are wiping their hands clean of reality TV, the finale better be Scott and Courtney getting married. Like, that's the way the movie needs to end. That is the way the script is written. And we won't be happy otherwise. Yes, we will hypothetically be happy for Travis and Courtney. Of course, they're an awesome couple. Iconic.
Yeah.
But if this was a movie, we would be rooting for Scott and Courtney.
Yeah. No, absolutely. That's why it's hard when the seasons of like reality TV come out months and months after, because I would be so much more wrapped up in the storyline right now of what's happening on the show if like Courtney was not in a full-blown relationship with someone else right now. Like, you know, it's all the previews and everything, it's hyping up Courtney and Scott, but it's like, well, why are we like, it's just it just sucks because we're like, oh, you guys are just getting us hyped up for no reason. We all know that they're not together, so I don't know.
Right. I think that's also why the E! Show had to come to an end, because we all know what's happening.
Yeah, definitely. That is very, very true. But no, this certainly looked like a phenomenal date night situation for them in their little UFC. Like, Courtney, such a little rocker chick now. Like, just like, I feel like Courtney's just trying to be Megan Fox, like, too. Like, you know, those kinds of vibes. Like, they're just licking lollipops in their leather and like watching UFC. Like, who are you, Courtney? I thought you don't even eat candy.
Ooh, good point. She doesn't eat candy, but she will for Travis. That's true love.
Exactly.
That sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Addison Rae performed on Jimmy Fallon on Friday night. She performed her new song, Obsessed. We did not talk about the song or music video when it first came out, but we will talk about it now. Addison Rae is now a pop star. Now, listen, we all know her voice in the song is not her voice. It's major auto-tune city.
Big time.
If she were to sing this live, I would have no idea how she would sound. Absolutely zero idea. Besides that, take all that out of the picture and only focus on her dancing and stage presence and her charisma as a pop star. A plus. She has the it factor. She has it. That performance on Jimmy Fallon was so good. I don't care that she was lip syncing. I don't care. Her stage presence was phenomenal. Her dancing actually on Jimmy Fallon was better than the music video. I will say that. The music video confused me. At first, I was very confused about the song and music video. But Addison Rae is a performer. She's got it.
I have come around on this a little bit. I'm glad we kind of waited to talk about it. Because right away, hearing the song, watching the video, I was just like, ugh, okay. All right. Now, I will say we've been sitting in with it for like a week or so now. Jimmy Fallon, hearing it, you know, just hearing it being played a bunch. And it's catchy. It gets stuck in your head. And this is the thing. There are comparisons being thrown around of, you know, Addison, she, you know, young pop star vibe. She's got like that young 2000s pop star vibe, 90s pop star vibe. What we always knew for certain with like the Britney Spears of the world was like, they can sing. We had hard evidence of them, like as children singing competitions, crushing it, like actually singing. We've entered a world where you don't need to be able to sing at all to like be a pop star. And we have no idea if she can really sing or not. Not a clue, not a single clue. This is the only song we've seen her sing. Like there's no TikToks of her singing a cappella. Like we don't know what we're fully working with, but
I will say
it doesn't even think it matters.
She has sung on Instagram Live before and it wasn't that bad. Like it honestly wasn't terrible.
Okay.
But Addison Rae
actually hired Rhea to
right. No, here's what I'm about to say, and you guys will understand now why I'm defending her. Addison Rae is exactly what I've said I've always wanted to be. I'm not a good singer, and I think that I could be a great performer. So just have an auto-tune song for me that I lip sync over and then give me a stage. And I feel like I could do what Addison Rae did. That is my point.
Yeah.
And that is why I respect Addison Rae so much, because I'm like, she has the stage presence to be a star. Like she has the it factor. Now, is she a good singer? Like we said, we have no idea. I heard her sing one time on Instagram Live and I didn't think it sounded terrible, but like Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera level? I don't think so. I don't think she's got that, or else we would have heard her sing many times before.
For sure. If you can sing like that, you're sing. Yeah. If you can sing like that, you're on TikTok singing every day.
Exactly. Which I think we would have seen from her if she could sing like that.
Right.
Now, if you're in the position where you can become a pop star, and that is like a dream of yours, right? You get thrown into Addison Rae's position and they're like, honey, we're going to make you a star. We're writing you a song. You're going to perform like Britney up there. Of course, you're like, fuck yeah, I'm going to do that. If I'm allowed to do it, I'm doing it. That's why I don't blame Addison Rae at all, because I feel like people are like, Addison, you know, singing's not for everyone. Really just stick to TikTok. Like if you have that opportunity, you would take it. All those people saying those things about Addison being like, oh, she's so bad and this and that, the other thing, like you are probably really bad too. But if Benny Blanco's like, I'm going to write you a song and produce it, and then you're going to go on Jimmy Fallon and perform, you're going to take up that opportunity 100%.
Oh, every single time. And now, look, I don't want anyone to get upset with where I'm going with this, because I love, like, we love Selena Gomez, but this has Selena Gomez vibes to me. Like, this song and the beat and the tune, like, makes me think that this song or a version of this song, like, could have been on a Selena Gomez album, you know?
Has Benny Blanco worked with Selena Gomez? I wonder.
I don't know for a fact. That would be interesting. And I did have that thought and then forgot to look it up. But
he's worked with everybody else.
He's worked with everybody.
He's worked with so many people that this is why I'm saying, if this song was anybody else singing it, if it was Ariana Grande, if it was Dua Lipa, if it was Selena Gomez, people would be like, this song is so catchy. But because it's Addison Rae, then people just want to take her down. They want to tear her down.
Fair. However, we have cold, hard facts of how talented Ariana Grande
I don't think anyone would argue. I think Addison Rae would be like, like if Dua Lipa or Ariana Grande sang the song, it would be better.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Nobody's saying that it wouldn't be better. I'm just saying the beat of the song and the lyrics and everything, people would be like, oh my God, self-love anthem. Love this from Ariana.
Right.
But we obviously, Ariana Grande is a far better singer and is very talented.
Yeah. And it is catchy. I will say that some of the lyrics are laugh out loud funny, though. Like, there are some fucking absurd lines in this song.
But also, like, during the interview, it was funny because there was one line where she was like, oh, I actually wrote those lyrics. Like, clearly, like, being like, I didn't write most of this. Like,
Right.
Well, a lot of pop stars don't. Justin Bieber doesn't write his own lyrics.
Yeah. It's just funny that she's like.
Right. Yeah, it is. It is one of those things, though. Like, when it did come out, it was like, oh, no. Like, God, what are we watching? I don't want people to think, like, right away, I was like, yes, Addison, do your thing. Like, as soon as that came out, I was like, oh, my God, Addison Rae put out a song. What is happening in this world? Because it kind of gave me, like, remember when Kim Kardashian put out a song? And it just wasn't it. Obviously, everybody has their chance. When Paris Hilton put out music, it was, you know, that was good. Yep. But Kim Kardashian, when she put out that one song, it was like, oh no. Oh God, no. So that's it's like the vibe kind I got
of,
at first.
It's like kind of Melissa Gorga.
Or any Bravo star who has put out a song. That's what it felt like.
Yeah.
But then when I saw her on Jimmy Fallon, I was like, oh my God.
The girl can dance.
She has stage presence. Like, she is a true pop star up there. I'm telling everybody, go watch that Jimmy Fallon performance and you will be swayed. You will be like, wow, you're right, Addison Rae, performer.
She definitely can dance. And I think when you know, you got the production on your side, like that whole thing was such the whole performance was so well done and choreographed, and the lights and the, like, it wasn't your typical late night talk show performance. Like, it was like a performance that you see on an award show. Like, it was pre-produced and everything. So it was a totally different vibe. However, we're going to hear more music from Addison Rae, and I'm just hoping we get more lines like "Heel so high, you may get a nosebleed."
That one is so
good. "Heel so high, you may get a nosebleed."
That's exactly how it sounds. I'm really hoping that she rattles because now I'm just rooting for her to just like shake everybody up, and for her to actually release a song with Nicki Minaj would be top-notch comedy. Like, that would be...
Isn't it happening?
Stellar entertainment. That's what the rumors are.
That's the rumor, yeah.
This is like Emily in Paris, where, like, I wouldn't be shocked if she was nominated for a Grammy next year.
Like... She might have a chance if she puts out an album and it gets those streams.
We just get slapped in the face with Addison.
And I will
say,
other pop stars are like supporting her. You know, Halsey commented and was like, "Whoa, this is insane!" And like, people are like, "This is so catchy!" And so she's getting in there.
Yeah, absolutely. It's gotten a lot of plays. Can't say the song's not catchy if you listen to it a few times. Like, once you start to listen to it, all of a sudden you're singing it to yourself 100%. And she's a phenomenal dancer. Like you, she has great charisma. Great charisma. Internet was ablaze this weekend after some random ass study. Like literally, who even knows where this study came from? It's one of those things that the actual study is probably such bullshit, but just from the headline, it got everybody freaking the fuck out that Prince William has been named the sexiest bald man. And this all came from researchers found that the prince was described as sexy 17.6 million times in blogs, reports, and pages found through Google search, according to a report from The Sun, which cited a study by cosmetic surgery specialist Longevita. So I'm not really sure what that is or how this study was actually done, but I guess they're claiming that Prince William and sexy have been in the same sentence the most out of all the other bald men out there in the celebrity world. And it got the people going. It got the people going because obviously there's been a lot of hot feelings towards Prince William recently and everything that's gone down with the royal family. But there are just a plethora of sexy bald men out there that you would probably put before Prince William. And no offense to Prince William. He's barely even like, he's not even fully bald. He's like, he's still got something going on the top of his head. There's guys that are straight up cue ball bald, and you would put them at easily number one.
Who's your sexiest bald man off the top of your head? Sexiest bald man, go.
Larry David.
My, Jason Statham.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right.
Jason Statham followed by maybe like, I don't know.
Real, mine's Kelly, Kelly Diesel. Slater.
Oh, you
Kelly
have,
Slater.
You got a weird thing for Kelly Slater, but also doesn't Hank joke you got a thing for bald men?
Yeah, because I love Scott Van Pelt, but oh, Scott, that's yeah. besides the point. That's you not because put I think he's attractive.
SVP is the number one on your list?
Well, I don't think he's not attractive. That sounded mean. But Kelly Slater is so sexy. Come yeah. on. Kelly Slater, like hot ass surfer, one of the best surfers. He's bald. Vin Diesel. My mom loves Vin Diesel. We all know that.
The Rock. I think the Rock. Everybody was freaking about The Rock.
The Rock is up there.
Pitbull.
Pitbull.
Pitbull. Yes.
Pitbull.
Famous bald man.
Have either of you watched Stanley Tucci's show on CNN?
No.
Oh. Highly recommend Stanley Tucci. It's just Stanley Tucci traveling, eating, drinking around Italy. It's magnificent. It's the Mariano family is obsessed with it, and people want justice for Stanley Tucci in this argument as well. Like Stanley Tucci actually had a very funny Instagram where he posted.
You want to know what my issue with Stanley Tucci is?
What?
He played the rapist in The Lovely Bones. So
correct. That's a movie I've never seen.
Oh, really?
That's a movie that like that's like one of those movies that really just scarred me.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. The Lovely Bones scarred me. I've seen it plenty of times because I actually think it's a really good movie. But Stanley Tucci plays the rapist in The Lovely Bones, and listen, I can't blame his character and put that on him, but. Yeah. For sexy bald man now, like I don't know if I'm putting Stanley Tucci up there when I see him as the rapist from The Lovely Bones.
It's like The Undoing with what's his name?
No, yeah, look, I love Hugh Grant, but yes. Now
I absolutely understand. I absolutely understand where you're coming from. As someone who's ever watched The Lovely Bones, that doesn't bother me at all. So I'm still very much on Team Stanley Tucci, and he posted this Instagram. And by the way, watch the CNN show. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I don't not like Stanley Tucci. No. I want that out there, but I'm just saying.
But it's hard
to play the rapist from The Lovely Bones.
It's hard to label yeah, I do get where you're coming from. But he posted like a grid of all these bald men and wrote, whose crown should wear this crown? So many wonderful choices. There's like Mark Strong, Jason Statham, Bruce Willis, The Rock. He put, God, I'm going to forget what her name is. Shoot, guys. You know, this woman. This was, he put on there as a joke. Tipton? Shoot.
No idea.
Tilton. I mean, the name is just... It's not going to come to me right now. It's just not going to come to me. But anyway, he put Ryan Reynolds just like in the bottom square as a joke. And he Ryan Reynolds commented on it and was like, wait. Oh, Tilda. Thank you. All I had to do was look at the comments. Tilda Swinton. There we go. That's she. Yes. Oh, man. Katie Couric commented, so many domes, so many choices. It just created a very interesting conversation around the sexiest bald men out there. And I think The Rock tweeted something like, what in the cinnamon toast fuck is this? Like, it's just funny when it comes out and something like that is so absurd and you just laugh at it because you're like, what study? Please point me to the scientific evidence that Prince William is the sexiest bald man.
Yeah, I'm looking at a whole list of 100 bald men, and Prince William has yet to come up. So I don't know what that says. We got so many other people on this list. And I got to say, after looking at all these bald men, hundreds of them, I'm locking in Kelly Slater as number one. I nobody is swaying me to their side.
That's fair.
Kelly Slater, number one, sexiest bald man. I'm locking that in as my final answer.
That's super fair. I think that... It was also cracking me up too because it was saying it was like finding blogs and posts and whatnot that had sexy attached to Prince William's name. And I don't think I have ever read one article or blog or anything that has been like, and then, you know, sexy Prince William said, like, here's the comment from sexy Prince William. Like, and there are plenty of Prince William fans out there and back a little bit more in Prince William's day. People fawned over him. Young Prince William, very cute, very much.
How about?
I always thought young Prince William was very, very cute. But he's like I said, he's not even fully bald. It's a kind of a bizarre ranking.
Harry or William?
Harry.
Harry.
Really? Harry. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. It used to be.
Because he's like the bad boy now?
Yeah.
That's it for me.
It used to be William for me, younger William, but we've just drifted apart, really, you know.
Is it because when he became bald?
The years haven't been kind to him, and I just don't think that, you know, all this recent drama has swayed me on how I feel about him, so.
Fair enough.
Yeah, yeah. But there are a lot of sexy bald men out there.
He's trapped and he doesn't know it.
He is. But, you know, I still do love him and Kate Middleton. So, you know, it is what it is. To see what more details we get from this, but Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello were at home and their home was broken into in LA. They were inside their home at the time. So I'll read this from TMZ. Law enforcement sources tell TMZ the singers were home together in LA when the suspect broke in through a window. We're told the perps made a pretty quick exit when they realized the couple was home, but not before grabbing the keys to Shawn's ride. Our sources say police were called and rushed to the house, but it was too late. The suspects had already taken off in his Mercedes SUV. We're told so far no arrests have been made, but LAPD is still investigating. Kind of a wild story that they tried to break into their home while they were home, realized they were home, and then that's where, like, the details, it's like, did Sean and Camilla, like, does Sean leave his keys, like, right on the kitchen counter, and, like, they just saw the keys, snatched them, and got to the car and drove away? It's all very freaky, and honestly, pretty traumatizing. Like, if you are the two of them, minding your own business, sitting in your own house, and these guys break in through your window, like, that's actually terrifying.
Yeah, this whole thing is beyond scary. And just the fact that you mentioned if their keys were just on the counter and somebody grabbed right. them, like, the fact that they can't even be comfortable enough in their own home to leave their keys unattended is so scary that it reaches the point where you need to have security living in your home at all times, because not even a security camera or an alarm is really going to do anything once somebody gets past the point of entering your home, breaking through right. the window. Like, you need... At that point, I wouldn't even feel safe unless I had a security in all these rooms of my house, which then is excessive, because then you can't even feel comfortable in your own home. So I can't even imagine how scary that must feel for them to feel like they are not safe, even in their privacy of their own home. Because if you're not safe at your home, then where are you safe?
Yeah. And just from the side of, like, the robbers, wild move to enter, like, a house that you don't 100% know is empty. You know, like, I get that they're breaking into a celebrity's home, but, like, they were just sitting right there. They were in the house still.
Especially since they got the keys to steal the car and they saw the cars were home. So they knew right. that somebody must be right. home.
There were cars.
Imagine, honestly, the balls on robbers, the people that break into homes and rob people, have the biggest balls ever. Like, I'm not, it's terrible. It's very bad. That's not what I'm saying. But think about these people, the guts they have yeah. to be like, yeah, I'm fucking breaking into that home. I'm going to threaten the shit out of these people. I'm going to steal stuff from them. Like, that takes some massive
also,
balls.
Also, it, like, doesn't
do
end
it's
well.
It's crazy.
Like, remember Pop Smoke, like, the same thing happened to him. He died. Like,
no, right. it's
terrifying.
It's scary. They're lucky they didn't get hurt. Like, yeah. they're lucky. Like, that's, it's so scary, because imagine, like, that somehow that goes wrong, or, like, they were armed coming into the house or something terrifying. Like it could have been so much worse. So I'm sure Sean and Camilla are super rattled, but also, like, you know, thank God it was just the car. Like, that's something that they can replace, or, you know, hopefully find the people who did this. And nothing worse than that. And, you know, if they weren't home, who knows what else they could have taken. There is, I'm sure he has plenty of, I'm sure they have plenty of valuables in their home. So just all around very scary for Sean and Camilla.
Yeah, I really hope that they find their safety, and obviously hope that these people are found and get in trouble for it. And I feel like it's confusing when you find out somebody stole a car and still realize that nobody's tracked them down yet. But you're like, how can't they be tracked down with the license plate? And a car is so easy to track down that you wonder, why can't they track them down? So I'll be curious to see what happens as time goes on. If they find these people, what kind of security they get going forward. It's just sad that these celebrities can never really feel totally safe. They always have right. to be on guard. And now, especially when something traumatic like this happens going forward, this is what you're going to be thinking about. So I feel really bad for them.
Yeah.
All right. That wraps up today's episode of Chicks in the Office. We hope you guys have a fantastic week. We hope Fran feels better. Send her those well wishes and that Friday energy to cure her from COVID. All right, everybody. We will be back on Wednesday. Love you all. Have a great week. Yeah.